The scale of destruction here in the Gaza Strip is immense, and for the most part, with the border crossing still closed, reconstruction is impossible. And there are countless stories of suffering and despair. All deserve to be told, of course, not all can be. But here's one. Meet Imad. He's 9 years old.
We didn't expect this to happen. Days before, the Israeli army dropped leaflets on us. They said to protect yourselves, you must evacuate your homes, because they want to kill Hamas people. But we didn't believe such a thing could happen.
For a 9-year-old, Imad has a confidence way beyond his childish years. His gestures are adult, his recollections vivid with detail.
We laid down under the beds because of the heavy gunfire. Then my mother took the baby and the baby's bag, and she raised the white flag. There were soldiers in this building, and there were soldiers in that building. They saw us, and they shot at us, but no one was injured.
Imad explains how the family moved down the road to his grandfather's house to escape the fighting. Sometime later, his own home was destroyed.
I remember my room was here. I used to put my clothes and my school bag here. I used to sleep here. I mean, in this house, I used to play, and I used to watch the mouse and cat.
Mouse and cat are cartoon characters, Tom and Jerry. Happy memories overshadowed now by much darker ones.
I feel abnormal. When I'm with my friends, I play and I cheer up. It doesn't look like I'm sad. But when I'm alone, my heart, I think, what's going to happen? I cannot stand it. Walking into Jabalia, we saw dead people, injured people. We passed people carrying white flags and mattresses. On the mattresses were dead bodies. People raised the white flags so the Israelis would not shoot at them. There were no funerals. They were just burying dead bodies and then rushing back to their homes.
Many men haven't seen as much as this young boy, a child grown older before his time. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Gaza.